Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. And you're going to be glad you did because we got our good friend Dr. William Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust for over 12 years. He is the chief economist for NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University. And you know, this NFIB survey of small business conditions is small business optimism is the gold standard for small business indexing, small business surveying, I should say. And Bill's been doing it. He's been conducting it now for more than 30 years. Every month, and so the last 13, he's been bringing, 12 or 13, he's been sharing that report with us, and he's here to do that right now. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here as always.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bill, the optimism is not doing too good these days, is it?
No, they're not very optimistic. Then again, what's happened that would make them optimistic?
Well, that's true. There's no good news, is there?
Right. We actually expected the index to fall a lot further. It only declined 0.2 points, and the reason we thought it would fall further is that the Supreme Court decision didn't happen until, like the last couple of days of June.
Mm-hmm.
And also the president really stepped up his raise taxes on entrepreneurs campaign at that time, both of which should be bad news for a lot of people if they.
But now
they
wait a minute, Bill. Now he didn't say that. He said raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah,
why did small business owners think that was a shot at them?
I think he said anybody making more than $250,000.
Ah. How do you say more than $250,000 and call it a tax on millionaires and billionaires? I don't know how you do that. Do you?
Well, that's the sly part of how he sells this stuff. It's a very class warfare thing, to say the least. But in any event, those two things happened after all the surveys were in. Basically, we didn't get any surveys the last few days because they all kind of come, we mail 10,000 interviews out in the first of the month,
right.
And so we have most everything in. So we thought July would look worse, and it did, but we thought it might actually go below 90.
Yeah.
But apparently, we expected it to stand. And so we hoped it wouldn't, but we expected it would. So not much happened. So basically,
it's
pessimistic.
It's still 91.2%.
Yeah.
Which the median line is 100%, right?
Yeah, well, the average up through 2007 is 100, so that's the average. That includes
over 30 years.
Right, that includes 1980, 82 horrible times.
Includes 74, 75 too.
74, 5. Yeah. It includes all of those in there. So the average since the recovery started, since June of 2009, is 90. So this is no recovery. It's obviously the worst recovery.
And it's been these numbers. You've been reporting these numbers since 2009.
Right. Yeah, I'd say the average is 90. So we're the average for the last 3 years is 10 points below the average for the whole time period up to this recession period. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's grim. It's a recession level reading. We just aren't out of it.
Well, your survey is very scientific. My very unscientific online poll. That we conduct about once a quarter, we ask our audience how in different ways, how are sales, how do you feel about the rest of the year, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been getting pretty consistent reports that anywhere from 10 to 15%, maybe as much as 20%, we're doing great. 10, 15, 20% on the bottom, we're still in a recession, maybe as much as 25%. And then the people in the middle well, we're not, you know, we're not dying here, but we're not great either.
Right.
So basically, anywhere from 75 to 80% are in the ho-hum or, you know, we're in trouble.
Right. I think, it's true that most of us aren't failing. That's good. But what we're not seeing, of course, is any growth. And as our sales growth is not there because the economy is not growing, consumers aren't spending. And consequently, we're not hiring like we would normally have hired. And consequently, we have an 8.3% unemployment rate.
I think there's a huge headwind up there called the election on November 6th.
Yeah, and here's how I explained it on TV Day. We released the study, as you know, Tuesday. And
hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. Sure. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to that point. Your ideas on this after these messages, folks. Bill Nuckelberg is our guest, and he and I will be right back. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.